Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. The last time you got angry, what was the cause of it? Chances are the person that made you angry had no clue of the real effect they were having on you. You may have been verbally abused as a child and now carry around hidden wounds that even the slightest touch causes you great pain. To them, it was just a comment. To you, it was a terrible blow. For many years, I made my living in straight commission sales. A common disagreement for Evie and I during the times of famine was that she would rather I get a job bagging groceries for a steady $250 a week than to take a shot on making $1,000 a week in commission. From time to time, she would make comments that upset me. I'd argue points like, "Have we ever been homeless? Have I ever not taken care of you and the kids?" But you see, to her, they were expressions of concern. But to me, they were comments that called into question my level of responsibility to provide for my family. She was not attacking my character. She didn't even question my ability to provide. She was simply concerned and looking to me for comfort and direction. So, how did this issue turn into so many arguments? Because we never expressed our true feelings. All we did was throw around comments, absolutes like, "You're always like this," or "You always do that," and many other sharp comments that had the same effect as slapping someone with a sunburn on the back. Eventually, we learned to focus on our feelings. The new rule was that we could never tell the other one what they were feeling. No, we could only express our own feelings. So when I expressed that every time she made those comments, I felt like she was saying that I was not a good provider, she said, "Oh my goodness, I've never felt that way, Paul. I just got scared and wanted to hear something from you to comfort me." And I thought, wow, now that I can handle. And it's made a significant change in our relationship. So, the next time you get angry, instead of throwing around absolutes, take a minute and tell your spouse what you're feeling. You might be amazed at how protective they become of your old wounds. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.